Zach Jackson here. Thank you so much for listening to the Thang podcast. And thank you to our friends at Nissan for helping bring you this podcast. Don't forget, take the second to give us a review. Rate this podcast. I know you've been sitting there, you've been listening to podcasts over and over and over and over and over again. And you say, oh, I got to do that. We'll do that right now. That would be much appreciated. That helps us get the word out. All right, here we go.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
All right, let's test this out. Monica, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, hi. Antoine, can you hear me? Antoine cannot currently hear me right now. Let me try this now. Antoine, can you hear me now? Can I hear Antoine? Is he there?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There you. Hi. Oh.
You guys were muted. Okay. I couldn't.
You've been unmuted, so here we are. As you can probably tell, we have two people broadcasting from various locations. I'm looking at Antoine's bookshelf. What do you have on your bookshelf? Are those books? Are those records? What is that?
Those are books, but they're like for elementary school readers. So like first grade, second grade, books like that.
And those, do you just, that's what you enjoy when you're just home reading?
You know, there are times when I'm like stressed out and I was like, you know what? Let's go back to a simpler place.
Yeah.
And I'll read a Dr. Seuss book.
Can you read me a Dr. Seuss book right now and help calm me down just a little bit?
Oh, man.
I think we could write one right now.
Yeah. So, you know, help us, bear with us today. It's going to be a technological nightmare and things are going to sound different and weird and we're going to do everything we can. But because of the weather and just what we're trying to figure out. So weather-wise, I don't know if either of y'all have poked your heads outside, but it's kind of like this freezing mist drizzly thing going on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a step outside. My steps were a little slick, and I didn't make it down to the driveway, but the steps were slick.
Yeah, so the way the roads are looking right now, and it's starting to get worse as you head down 81 toward Tennessee, that's where the ice is starting to roll in. We're actually kind of in a little bit of a lull right now, and from everything I understand from the weather, things are going to get progressively worse this morning till about 10 or 11 o'clock. So the roads are just, they're wet right now, just very wet.
Still be careful.
Well, yeah, because they're going to get icy and that's, that's where the issue's coming in. And there's a glaze of ice on your car this morning as you head out there. So feel free to, you know, text in, let us know what you see out your back door or whatever at 52353, because that's the other thing around here. It's I can sit here from a studio in Roanoke and you're going to have one situation and somebody in Bluefield or Withville or Covington is going to be a totally
completely different
thing. So traffic wise, to give you a heads up, so far this morning there is an accident, tractor trailer accident on 81. It's at mile marker 167, and that's 81 south, which really, that area of Botetourt, they might as well put up a sign that says tractor trailer accident land, because that's basically where it
always
is. Yeah,
it's where tractor trailers go to rest.
Yeah.
They take little naps there.
Could they take a nap somewhere that wasn't on the highway? Like, couldn't they? You know how sometimes they have those, you know, the runaway truck ramp things and they go off to the side? Like, that should be the nap zone. Like, you go over to the nap zone and then you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've always, as a kid, I've always wanted to go up one of those. But I'm like, no, that's for bad stuff.
Do you ever have those things? The things you're like, I want to try dot, dot, dot. You know you're really not supposed to. That would be one of them, the run truck ramp. Like, you just want to run away on the truck ramp one time.
No, I've actually asked my mother multiple times if we could just drive up it. And I've never seen her so disgusted with me. Like, are you that stupid, sir?
Yes, I am. I'm a child.
I am.
I'm a child. That's stupid. We also have 81 northbound. There's an accident. This is way down near Tennessee. Again, that's where things, it's going to start creeping in that way. So it's going to get into Withville and the NRV, Rocky Mount Floyd, those areas. Things are kind of going to turn over to ice a little bit sooner as you go north. I'm sort of following the radar.
Yeah.
I'm following Channel 7 on Twitter. They're basically saying freezing rain rates are going to be, I don't even know if this is good. It's 0.15 inches per 3 hours.
I just take that as bad. You know?
Okay.
And also be careful just walking about, because I've seen a lot of videos of people falling. And unfortunately, a couple of them I have giggled and I felt really bad about it.
I have a suggestion to you. You don't need to be walking about. You'll be fine.
Don't be walking about.
Right. There's no need. Don't go walking about. You will be perfectly fine. So we're going to keep you posted all morning on that. You know, obviously, most of the schools are going to be closed today and you get your texts on that anyway, but you can always go to our website. So let's roll into a diamond of the day here right now.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Okay, so this woman, she really missed her students during quarantine. Really missed them.
Okay.
And I think her husband's upset at the fact that she missed her students so much because she decided to knit all 23 of them.
Wait, knit?
Yes.
Them?
Knit. So she made little students. Yeah. Yeah.
And where are they, in the classroom or are they in her house?
Like, in her house.
Where are they?
They're quarantined with her because she misses them so. So she made her own little classroom. And so she took her students and she has them named because, you know, she has a class.
Uh-huh.
And they're in her house and very creepy looking.
That
very
is
creepy.
And her
smile as she holds them is very creepy.
All sorts of anything that's like people dolls are creepy. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I was very freaked out by puppets that looked like people.
Yeah.
They bothered me. It was something specifically about, like, it didn't bother me. Oscar the Grouch, Grover, somebody like that. That was fine. But as soon as one of them kind of looked like a person, it's just like they were coming for you. Like they were going to come alive. And it's just, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And that's what we have here. So yes, I'm with this husband. My wife has lost her mind. She's knitting tiny people in the house.
But if that's a hobby.
No, it's not a hobby. No. If I'm a parent, I'm like, you get Charles out your living room.
Right, exactly. And try to argue that it's a hobby. Monica, I mean, if I start wearing other people's skin as a face mask and I claim it's a hobby, I mean,
it's
are you
going
to... Oh, it's a hobby.
Well, yep. It depends on if they were alive or dead when you got the, you know, retrieved the skin. You put the skin on, so...
Big difference.
I think you're okay.
I mean, Antoine, you look perplexed, but I feel it's a big difference.
I'm very confused.
How so?
You know, if somebody's already in a funeral home, they're already dead, and you take their skin, is that a...
You can't take the skin off a dead person.
You're not supposed to.
Right, you're not supposed to.
I mean, I guess it's better than the live person. Where are we right now?
I don't know. we're trapped in the polar vortex is what it is. K92. Morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine. Monica broadcasting from the she shed. Antoine broadcasting from the child's book section of the library.
It's a library, yeah.
It is. Yeah, you know what?
For Uncle Twan, if I babysit your kids, they're going to get some good reading material.
So Antoine broadcasting from his house, you have all these kids' books behind you. Can you just like reach back and grab one and let's see what book it is?
All right, hold on.
Okay, we're going to see what book we get. You can text in 52353, and it is going to be... just location to location and almost neighborhood to neighborhood this morning. So if you do have to travel around anywhere, just be prepared that things can possibly change on a dime. Like we have a text, somebody texted in at 52353. They said they were driving from Salem to the hospital roads and said the roads in Salem, completely covered in ice and slush. Roanoke, just wet. Yeah.
All right.
It's like, why is there a line, though?
We are the line. I'm going to tell you.
Why is there a line?
If you told me, Monica, that there was some sort of hidden fault, you know, they have those faults.
Oh, it's the WandaVision wall.
That's what it is.
It's a dome.
Uh-huh. We're trapped in it. That's exactly what it is, because we are always, always on that line. It's almost as if they built I-81 on the line of the earth. Like, whatever it is, they just followed a line. They said, well, this makes sense to put the highway here. I mean, there's just a line. So they went on the line.
Yes, well, with everything going on in Texas right now, there's a road in Texas where one side of the road is in Texas. The other side is in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The road that's in Arkansas, completely bare. Like they've paved it and everything. The road in Texas, completely covered in snow.
Uh-huh.
Like it's crazy to see.
Oh, yeah.
I pulled a book, a random book.
Okay.
I just grabbed one out and the book's title is Snow Happy to Be Here.
Oh, of course it
is.
Oh,
really? Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.
Snow Happy to Be
burn
Here.
Burn that book.
How dare you?
No, don't burn that book.
The slightly silly story of the Snowblatt family.
No, Monica says burn that book. She wants it burned. Get it out of here.
I will if we lose power.
That is true. So expect the potential of power outages. I mean, from everything, I was talking to Brent Watts last night from Channel 7. We're going to try to check in with him later, too, is... the forecast that he talked about yesterday has kind of, that's what we still have here. I said better, worse, the same. And he said basically the same. So what you're looking at is this sort of freezing rain, freezing drizzle, ice sort of situation from now until about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. And then after that, there's going to be a little bit of a lull and then it'll be a here and there sort of thing. So you might get more like Rocky Mountain, Lynchburg, or then boop on the other side of the line.
I'm just ready for spring. I'm over all of this.
Oh my God.
Give me spring.
How many times do I have to tell everybody? February's the worst. I apologize. apologize to anybody that's got a birthday or anniversary this month, but you have the worst month. You have the worst month.
Yeah. This is, I'm not happy.
And
people
further
brought up that groundhog and said, that's what you get for talking about the groundhog. I'm like, ugh.
Please, I've been talking about that groundhog forever because that groundhog, he's the one he kicks off. He kicks off
something. Book that Antoine
has. Yes, let's do it. Let's barbecue that groundhog over the top of Antoine's snow book. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
It's probably me. I'm getting, we're being punished because I was rooting against our coworkers to the emergency alert system the other day. Every single month. For now until the end of time, you are obligated to do the test of the emergency broadcast system. Remember, this is a test of the emergency broadcast. Right. This is only a test. If it was real, something else would happen after this. Blah, uh-huh. This is only a test. So they had to do a test last week, and it must have been a big deal because I look, there's notes all over this building.
Yes, I've seen those notes.
Yep. And yes. Our friend Joey was in charge of the test. And he had a note on the door that said, Joey, reminder to do the test at 9:42 a.m. on Thursday. And then you went to Joey's office and there was another, Joey, please remember to do the test on this day. And then our head engineer, JJ, on his door, it said, please check with Joey to make sure that Joey does the test on this day. And I immediately was rooting for them to forget.
Oh, no.
Yep. So maybe it's my fault, but yeah, I make no apologies. I blame the groundhog. Burn that rat. Yeah. Let's eat him. What's going on?
Oily meat.
Antoine, I got to turn the correct. Okay. Hi, Antoine. There you are.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. I'm turning because Antoine's broadcasting, as you can tell in the difference in his microphone. He's broadcasting from his house. But you know what? It's a fun change, Antoine. Even though you sound different, what this sounds like now is this is innovative. This is an innovative broadcast because half of it sounds like a radio show and the other half sounds like a podcast.
Well, we're making everybody feel comfortable because everybody's done podcasts and Zooms over this pandemic. So they feel like they're at home with their friends.
Right.
It's normal sound. It's a normal sound.
Everything's who cares? I mean, they do celebrity interviews on The Tonight Show now by Zoom and everyone's exactly. Okay with that. So we're going to roll. So like this person said, they live in Goodview. Bedford County roads are all ice and slush. The second you hit Roanoke, it's wet and cold. Somebody else said, spot on. Salem is an icy mess. Roanoke is just wet. It's very bizarre. So there are these little pockets, these little lines. And so just be prepared wherever. If you have to travel somewhere this morning, just know that it could change at any second. So if you're thinking, oh, this isn't too bad, it's just wet. Well, it could be ice in 1 second. So just assume you're always driving on the worst condition and
be safe.
Yeah, and be pleasantly surprised on the other side. So this vaccine guy's funny. Let's laugh.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the scoopla.
So you sign up for the vaccine now, and in Virginia, they just launched their website the other day or 2 days ago, and you can sign up and put all your information in and whatever your job is and blah, 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 and it'll know if you're 1B or 1C or HIJKLMNOP. And I signed up for text alerts and got an alert saying, yes, thank you, you're in the system, and they'll text you when your vaccine appointment's
ready. Are they going to treat you like they do at the airport?
That would be
terrible, kick you out of
Zach.
The line.
Where is my vaccine shot going? Would be the question. I believe I'm not on a no-fly list because I'm allowed to fly, but I'm on some kind of list at the airport. I don't know if it's a suspicious list, if it's get rid of this guy, or just give this guy a hard time. Because I'm on the.
I think they passed that list over. To the people handling the vaccines.
Okay. Oh, God. So, why, Monica? Why? I just want to get
same,
the shot.
Same kind of security.
Ugh, man, just give me the shot. I know they're going to bump me. They're going to bump me from the shot because that's what happens is I get on planes all the time. When I say all the time, it's probably about 40% of the time I get on a plane, somebody comes on and tells me I have to get off the plane because I was, quote, the last person to check in and we're overbooked. They always tell me this. And it's about 30 to 40% of a thing that happens 0% to almost everybody else. So it's
never happened to me.
Right. It's a massively high number. I don't know why. I'm on some kind of list. I'm actually, my conspiracy is because I'm not old and I'm not young. So I'm basically about as statistically average of middle age as you can get. I'm a white guy. I'm middle class. I'm not bald. I have brown hair, brown eyes. Like, it's all the most common things. I'm not overweight. I'm not too tall. I'm not too short. So they know they can throw me off the plane and I have no claims that I can make against anyone. I can't say it's racism. I can't say it's against my gender. I can't, like, it's nothing. There's
heightism.
Nothing.
You are default.
Right.
That's what you are.
I don't
you
even
are,
wear like, glasses. Like, my eyes are fine.
When you say that, I think about the Wii game, default character.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's, like, what, that's what Zach is. Zach is the Wii before you like can customize it and stuff. That's
yes.
Yeah, I'm default. You turn it on, it looks like me. I mean, it's even to the point, when I go buy shoes, my shoe is the display model because I'm the average size. It's just, yeah. Wow. So they're always coming for me. So this dude, 32 years old, he's in England, and he gets his notification that says, all right, it's your time. And he's thinking, okay, but, you know, I'm not old and I'm not unhealthy or whatever. Or am I? What's going on here? So here's what we find.
Checked in with the doctors and they said, in fact, I was in group 6 priority list because of my excess weight.
His excess weight. He didn't even think it was overweight because he replies.
Which was a bit of a blow.
That's hurtful. What's going on?
Anyway, the GP then rang back this morning after I'd questioned this and said that it was in fact a mistake. Told me that rather than 6'2", they had me down as 6.2 centimeters in height, which combined with my current weight would give me a body mass index of 28,000.
They thought he was 6 centimeters tall.
What?
Yeah, you need a shot, sir. You need a shot if you get that
just
kind
of body.
Just go
ahead and take that shot. Yeah.
Like, somebody get that caterpillar the vaccine. He's so fat. He's the hungry caterpillar. Aww. That's what it is. He ate everything. Antoine, do you have the hungry caterpillar on your bookshelf behind you?
Probably. It's probably here somewhere. Now, the question is, did he go get the shot, though?
I don't think he did, because they called him back and said, oh, sorry, it was an error. So I don't. Man, you know what? Just get in there. Like, I don't know. It's my time. What's going
on? At least for a little while, he was told that he was fat. Like, so you owe me something. You hurt my feelings.
Right. See, he got body shamed. Again, I can't even complain about that. Like, I got to get fat so they stop kicking me off airplanes. Because they're going to see, like, oh, no, he got fat. Now he's got that one. Forget it. We're going to have to find somebody else who's statistically average.
Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Fact or Bullcrap is Antoine versus Monica in a battle of random tidbits. It's 3 rounds. Get it right, you get a point. Get it wrong, you lose a point. You're also allowed one screw if you force your opponent to answer your question instead. 3 rounds, so let's...
Round one.
The game. And again, 52353, if you want to text in, not while you're driving, not when you're pulled over, just wherever you are, where you are, or you can let us know the weather out your back door. You can do that. I have one. Roads are intermittently wet to slushy on 460 going toward Lynchburg. So from about Bedford to Lynchburg, that's what you can expect there. And we will all be our own best resources this morning because I can follow things online and the Virginia, like, VDOT websites and stuff, but sometimes those have a little bit of a delay or, you know, You only hear about the bad things once it's bad. So if you can avoid it and get some information ahead of time, do feel free to let us know what you're seeing and what you're experiencing everywhere. Okay, here we go. Antoine broadcasting live from the children's book reading room, whatever we want to call it. You know, Antoine's from the reading room and Monica's from the she shed. So it's she shed versus reading room this morning. Antoine, would you like to go first or second in the game today?
I'll go first.
Okay, Antoine will go first. Here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine? There are roughly 1 billion scam calls made in America every day. These little spam phone numbers on you that you have to click here. Hello, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I feel like I've gotten 1 billion per day, so I'm going to say fact.
Fact is...
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry. It is only 129 million a day.
That's
only?
It.
Yeah, only. Okay. I don't know why everyone's complaining. Yeah, they say it's roughly 1,500 spam calls a second.
I feel like I get them all.
Yeah, congrats. And you know what?
Like, they all come to me.
Can I just say, what happened to this so-called do not call list? That used to be a thing. And then all it was like the government just decided, you know what? That was just for landlines and no one has landlines anymore. So just we won't go bother with that no more. We'll be fine. Yeah.
Because I definitely signed up for that a long time ago.
I signed up for that a long time ago. Did I have to renew my subscription? Do we need to do that? What's going on? I would like to be back on the do not call list. So, all right. Minus one for you. Monica, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. The Stanley Cup hockey trophy. So that's that thing they win when they win the Stanley Cup. It's got that cup on the top. It can hold 69 beers.
69 beers?
Yeah, fact, bullcrap, or screw.
That big old cup. I'm going to say bullcrap.
Okay.
Correct.
The woman knows her hockey. I'm just, it is what it is. Yep.
No, the woman knows her beers.
Well, also true. It only holds 23 beers, so it's just about a case of beer. That's the terrifying thing about that trophy is because they give it to the hockey team, and it is. It's a cup. It's got this big cup at the top of it, and teams are allowed to just kind of take it around and do stuff with it, and people drink out of it all the time, but then other people pee in it all the time.
Ooh.
Yes, I know.
Who cleans the thing?
So whoever has the worst job, the worst player on the team. The worst.
Every player gets to keep it for a certain amount of time.
Oh, the last player.
I know.
Ooh, backwash.
I know. Yeah, to be the last player. Okay, you're last up for the Stanley Cup. I'm good. Just put it in a museum. Give me some gloves. I'm going to look at it. I saw it on YouTube. It'll be fun. All right, we move now to
round two.
Monica, you're in the lead. 1-1. Here's your question. Factor bullcrap. Johnny Cash, country music legend Johnny Cash, didn't have a first name until he joined the military.
How do you not have a first name?
I don't know. Until I don't know if it's fact or bullcrap. Those are the questions.
Oh, you know. You're just not telling me.
I'm going to say Antoine's question. I think I said it was Monica's, but Antoine,
yeah, it's definitely my question. I'm going to say fact. I want to learn.
Correct.
Yeah. His parents. I mean, I guess he technically had a name, but what happened was when he was born, his parents, they didn't know what to name him. They hadn't decided. So they just put JR on the birth certificate, but it wasn't really his first name. So when he went to join the Air Force, they said, "What's your name?" He said, "I don't know." And they said, "Well, you have to have a name." He said, "All right, Johnny." So that's how he became Johnny.
Maybe we should go back to that. Maybe we should just give kids initials. And then when they get old enough, they can decide their own name.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No, because I'll be darned, Antoine, if I ever have to call Fortnite Jackson for dinner. I am not doing that. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, can you imagine? Those kids would be changing their name every week. I'm not. Think of all the Elsas we would have had. Oh, my God. The Elsas. Okay. That is a point for Antoine. You're back up to zero. Monica, here's your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. One of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets, you know, put that dryer sheet in, make it all nice and soft, is beef.
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 Making it beefy. Making clothes feel all beefy. Ooh. If I'm going to go fact. Just because.
Correct.
Yeah. Beef fat. A lot of dryer sheets are coated in beef fat because it makes the clothes softer. It's fat. Uh-huh. It's just soft. It's not. I wonder if you could just throw a piece of bacon.
I was about to stop. I knew one of you were going to say that. No.
You be quiet, Fortnite Jarrell.
Do not do that.
Nobody asked you. Okay.
Round three.
Fine, just be a jerk. Whatever. You know what it is, Monica? Antoine thinks he's all smart because he's broadcasting live from the reading room today. That's why he sounds different. And he thinks he's smart because he has a diploma on the wall and a file cabinet.
Big time over here.
I have a file cabinet for all my files. Blah, blah, blah. My documents.
Number one.
Wrong button. Okay, so let's go to round three.
Round three.
That was me trying to be fancy. All right, round three. Monica's in the lead 2-0. That's what we have. Mm-hmm. So if you get this right, you will win the game. You can screw Antoine if you want. Fact or bullcrap.
Was Antoine's right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
my question.
Yeah. Okay, Antoine, get this right or you lose. Here we go.
All right.
Fact or bullcrap, Antoine. The most stolen thing out of the office fridge, the work fridge, is other people's drinks. Fact, bullcrap, or screw.
Ooh, see, I could see that being the case because there's been a lot of times that I've taken lunch to work and I'm like, did I forget my drink? Because it's easy to have forgotten that.
Well, Zach's got a drink. Let me just take that. He won't mind.
Exactly. I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say drinks is number one.
Correct.
Yep, it is. Drinks. That's the thing they steal. Oh, look, it's a soda. It's for me. No, it isn't. But they don't care. So they go right into it. All right, Monica, if you get this one right, you win. If you get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. You can screw Antoine if you want. It's another one that's office food related. 57% of people say if there's a whole pizza in the work fridge, you're allowed to help yourself to a piece. Fact, bull, crap, or screw.
57% say that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. I feel like that is fact.
That means you're wrong. It's 15%, though. 15? Jerks. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
You know, I'm going to tell
you
right.
I was just thinking about.
Here's a blanket rule. If you didn't bring it in, it's not yours. It's not yours and it's not for you. So don't just.
But then you look at you like, oh, that's my friend. So
no, you're at work.
They wouldn't mind.
There are no friends. We all mind because nobody likes anybody at work. I don't care what you say. Oh, we're friends. No, you're not. You work together. That's it. Except for
you have some wings. I'm like, oh, those are Zach's wings. I'll just take one wing.
You know, you would do that too.
Mm-hmm. She would, because that's what she does to her own husband. I mean, this is how she rolls. She's ready for it. All right, tiebreaker. The first point in the game today was scored by Monica. So, Monica, it is your choice. Look at me. I finally got one right. Monica, would you like this question or not?
I will give it to Antoine.
Oh, Antoine. She passed it
back
to
Monica.
Can he use a screw? We didn't talk.
No, I can't use a screw. Nope. We can't use an tiebreaker. Okay.
All right, Antoine, here we go. Get this right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Fact or bullcrap. A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
Fact. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
This is like off one of the books in the background to you.
I know. I need to see.
Yeah.
All right.
A spotted animal can have a striped tail, but a striped animal can never have a spotted tail.
All right. I'm looking through animals in my head. I'm going to say fact. That's true.
Correct.
Yes! A comeback for Antoine. Big victory.
Congrats.
You know, that has children's book written all over it of
it does.
The zebra who wanted a spotted tail. Like that.
Exactly.
There's your story. Yeah. There it is. Somebody write it. Give me money.
Look, it's already out.
That's how it works.
The K92 Morning Thang trending top three. Number three.
She won the lottery by accident.
Has to be a story.
How's that happen?
Yep, there's always a story. And this Virginia woman, McLean, so Northern Virginia, Betty. Betty goes online because you can buy a lottery ticket online. And she decides, I would like to buy one lottery ticket, but I'm going to buy it from multiple drawings. So let me just hop and get this one lottery ticket. But go ahead and, you know, I'm going to buy it for this one and the next one and the one after that. What Betty did instead was she accidentally bought 50 lottery tickets to the same Powerball drawing and won $2 million.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
Good job, Betty.
Good job, Betty. Betty screws up. Betty's a dodo. And then Betty is rewarded by the universe. How does this happen?
Jared, you may be saying, talking about Betty makes me think about my dream the other night.
Oh.
And I told Jared about it. And someone won the lottery. And I was talking to some guy. And he said, yeah, Shannon. He was like saying it like that. Like,
Shannon.
I was like, Shannon?
Shannon.
He's like, one. Oh, no. He said, I was like, oh, so they won the lottery? He's like, Shannon. And I was like, Shannon. And I don't know what it means, but I woke up.
Shannon.
So
not Shannon. Yeah,
I was thinking Shannon, too. But that's what I was thinking.
No, but Shannon.
Yeah, but not Shannon, but Shannon. Shannon?
M. Night Shyamalan.
So I don't know what it means.
Did M. Night
Shyamalan? Someone won the lottery. They won big.
Okay, so if your name is Shannon, how's it going?
Or if you know what that means.
How's it going?
Or why that happened.
We're your friend.
Secret code. Yeah, remember, we were always here for
you. I'm telling
you,
you're going to win something.
Shout out to Shannon. Love you, man. Yeah, so she ended up winning $2 million in the match of first five numbers. And even though Betty accidentally bought $50, she said, sure, I'll do the multiplier. No problem. So it was $1 million became two. There you go.
Number two,
it is the Lent. Some people do the Lent, L-E-N-T, yes. Not lint, not to be confused with the stuff in your dryer. The Lent, where you give something up, and it's 40 days. Antoine, are you a Lenter?
Not as much as I used to be. I used to do it yearly.
Okay.
But I haven't done it in the last
religiously
couple of years.
Even, because, you know, that's what it is.
Yes.
So you haven't been giving up anything for Lent lately. They say 16% of people give up stuff for Lent. So it really isn't even that much. Okay. Number one is desserts, and two is soda, and three is fast food, and four is alcohol, blah, blah, blah. Me personally, I feel like we've given up so much in the last year. I've been Lenting every day, man. I don't want to Lent anything else.
I've seen a lot of social media posts yesterday about people declaring that they were leaving social media for Lent.
Right, because yesterday was Ash Wednesday, so that's like the first day of all this stuff. If you're declaring that you're leaving social media, then I don't like when people do that. It drives me crazy. Like,
not even for Lent?
Just leave.
No, just leave.
You want to just leave?
Just leave, because I don't like you declaring that you're leaving, because it's snotty. I don't like all you scumbags can stay here, and I'll be back in 40 days. And I don't believe
you. I don't know, though, because now I think you do kind of, you need to announce it, because I had a friend that she just left social media, just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I received some calls saying, did she have COVID? Like, you know, people just started talking like
that's a symptom.
You know, so actually, that's great. If someone says, I'm leaving social media because I can't stand all the gossip, so they leave and everyone just starts gossiping. Why'd they leave? What's going on? I think they're getting a divorce and they have COVID. I don't know what's going on. I thought this priest actually had a good idea of what we could give up for Lent since we've given up so much already.
I thought with the pandemic and so many other things that have gone on in the world and in people's hearts, I thought, hey, if we give up negativity and speech and attitude, and thinking that it's just going to make us better people and we're going to have a happier Easter.
I liked that. Thought that was a good idea. So
I like it.
Yeah. Y'all too enjoy because I'm taking 40 days off. I'm out. I'm gone. I'm on vacation for 40 days. No negativity. So it's the Antoine and Monica show.
Number one.
It's National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yep. See, today's a day that we need this kind of thing. And if you were
good
someone who, if you gave up wine for Lent, well, too See, you didn't look at the calendar right. Maybe National Wine Day should have been Tuesday. I'm not sure why they did
it today. Yeah, on Fat Tuesday, please.
Yeah, but it is National Drink Wine Day. So when you're drinking wine, Monica, how many glasses do you usually put down in one sitting?
Okay, what day are we talking about? Can we get a
National Drink Wine Day?
Because it's a weekend. It's a weekend. Okay, well, then one or two.
Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. 74% of people give that answer, one or two. But Anton, don't you feel like this one or two answer, it's the same answer you give your doctor. You know when you go to the doctor and they say drink and you say occasionally.
Occasionally.
And how many
socially.
Drinks? You go, one to
I'm
two.
I'm a social drinker.
Social drinker.
But in Monica's defense, Zach, she didn't say the size of her glasses.
That's what I always say too.
The wine bottle is glass itself.
Maybe she's
considering that a glass.
Say it's one glass, but it's a cauldron. Like that's big. You're right. 74% one or two. 9% say at least five, and say others say I finished the bottle. I mean, if you're gonna open it.
Well, if it's a Saturday night, you know.
Every night should be a Saturday night. Don't we all agree on that? I'm giving up weekdays for Lent. How about we do that? Let's do that.
So for 8 weeks, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. It's a weekend all the time. It's
I'm good with that.
I told you, I'm out. Since y'all gave up negativity, I can't work here anyway. So
see you on Easter.
Mm-hmm. Bye, y'all. It's going to be a great time.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Catherine. Her sister says she's super nice and gullible, so I'm going to call her because some other meanie lady blew me off and gave me a fake phone number. Her phone number. It's a birthday scam. Neil the Nerd on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello.
Hey, it's me. How are you?
Hi. Sorry, who is this?
It's me, Neil. We met at Friday night. I bought you and your friends a bunch of drinks, and I asked if I could call you sometime, and you gave me your number, so hi.
Hi. Oh, I'm really sorry. I think that you have the wrong number, though. That wasn't me.
What do you mean it wasn't you? Is this 25?
Yeah. That is my number, but I was not at on Friday.
You weren't?
No.
I don't understand. I asked you for your number, and this is the one that you gave me.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. That wasn't me. I think somebody might have given you a fake number.
A fake number? You mean she was lying?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, here we go again. Neil meets a girl at a bar. Neil pays for all the drinks for her and her friends. And then Neil gets a fake phone number for his troubles. Great!
Oh, honey, no. I'm just so sorry that this happened to you. I know.
It's not even the first time. This is the fourth time this month. Yep. Neil the Nerd getting taken advantage of yet again. Why can't I just be the nice person who wants to be with me?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure that things will change.
Yeah, right. You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. You sound like a really nice person.
Really?
Listen, I'm sure that your special someone is somewhere out there.
You sound nice. Would you go out with me?
sweetheart. I don't even know you.
But you could get to know me, and you said I sound like a very nice person. I am a nice person. I can show you.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's a great idea, though.
See, nothing changes. It always ends with Neil getting shot down. And my mom said, oh, Neil, things would be different now that you've made $1 million. Well, obviously that hasn't happened.
Wait. What do you mean you made $1 million?
Yeah, whatever. I'm a software engineer, and I make these little programs in my spare time, and companies keep buying them from me for some reason. I sold my last one to Google for $2.7
million. $2.7 million? Are you serious?
It's just something I do as a hobby, really. But yeah, not like it matters. Neil the Nerd still can't get a date.
Okay. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe we should get to know each other. So, hey, how about this? Why don't you give me your email or Facebook or something, and we can at least talk for a little bit and see if there's something there.
Really? Yeah, you mean it?
Yeah, sure.
You're not just saying that because you found out I made $1 million.
Oh, no. Of course not. I mean, look, it sounds like you're a really good person with a really good career, and you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe we should talk.
Oh, more. Whatever. You're just scamming me like all the rest of them.
No. Stop. No, I'm not. I promise.
Okay, fine. Well, then I'm scamming you then.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're on the radio right now. It's a birthday scam. I'm scamming you. Zach Jackson here. Hi. Happy birthday.
What?
Hi, Catherine.
Wait. This isn't real?
Well, it's real, but it's not whatever you thought it was because there is no Neil. Neil's not real. But I am. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, my God. My heart was breaking over here.
Yeah, but then your heart seemed to perk up a little bit when you found out Neil was loaded.
No comment on that.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. Either Morning Thang, birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. As we play Who Knows Who.
Mm-hmm.
Try to give you a little something, a little escape. Antoine Terrell is your host. Good morning, Antoine.
Woo! Good morning, guys. I am super excited to host this game because I love your answers this week.
And
Zach, Monica, you gave great answers.
Okay, oh, so you feel like, because Antoine asked us questions in advance, you like the answers that were given.
Yeah, I don't completely disagree with any of the answers. Like, I kind of would have went with that, too.
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
All right, so the way the games work, it's basically the newlywed game where I've already asked Zach and Monica questions. Monica's giving me her answers. Zach's giving me his answers. And now they have to try to guess how their partner answered.
Right. And Antoine is hosting from the children's storybook room at his home. That's
Never
why
Never Land.
He sounds like a boom podcast. What's that, Monica?
And I have a child right here.
Oh, you do? Your kiddos. And because we're also Zooming, so we're like watching each other and everything. and it's Monica is, you can see the workout room is right behind Monica. So you can see the weights behind her. And there's a creeper. He's creeping around. Does he poke his...
He's on the workout mat, and he's just on the floor.
Oh, man, I want him to poke his head around this door. Just be like,
hello.
Just say hello.
I know.
Hello. How are you doing? What's
going on? All right. Well, while we're waiting on little Henny, we're going to go ahead and start the game. And Monica, you will get to try to guess Zach's response first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Even though the weather stinks outside right now, I asked Zach. I said, hey, the three of us, me, Monica, and Zach, we get to go on the Thang date together.
Okay.
Just the three of us.
Thang date. Woo!
And Zach, you get to pick what we do. So, Monica, what did Zach pick? Was it A, us to go hot air ballooning for a day? B, we're going to take a 7-day cruise? Or C, sit in at a week-long middle school band concert?
Oh.
So we get to leave, but we have to come back because, you know, they got to rotate the new kids in.
What
did Zach pick for our date?
It's definitely not the cruise. He's not going to go on the cruise. We have a lot of cruise news.
Yep, ain't doing
That's
no cruise. You're right. That one's out.
Okay. But that band concert, it could be good, but it could be awful.
It's a week long.
Week long, too.
It's long.
Woo! And I feel like that drives like the music teachers nuts just hearing that. bad notes all the time.
I always, when I think middle school band concert in my head, I always hear the song "You're a Grand Old Flag" being played on a saxophone. Yeah. So it's
yeah. Oh my gosh, and all the spittles and stuff.
Oh yeah, the spittles,
the instruments. So I'm going to go ahead with the hot air balloon because at least you get like the scenic view. You get the view, the world, and you're floating by. Of course, you might hit a power line, but you know what? Hopefully you don't. And you can have a picnic while you're in the bucket.
Sure.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with the hot air balloon.
All right. So, Zach, what's our thing date?
Correct.
The hot air balloon, because we ain't doing no 7-day cruise. I ain't getting trapped on a boat with diarrhea for a week. I'm not doing it. I didn't like cruises before COVID. Now I'm really off the cruise map. The middle school band thing, just torture. Unless you had added in that all alcohol was provided, which he did
no
not.
No alcohol.
So forget
no
it. And the hot air balloon, like, I'd enjoy the hot air balloon. I feel like Antoine would enjoy the hot air balloon. My only concern is what Monica would kill us in her panic. Yes.
That was my concern.
I would have a little parachute with me. So.
Okay, fair enough.
Something that seemed right, I'll just...
Like one of those little ones, like when an army man has it on, and you throw them off the thing. Yeah, we'll just throw them on a golf. It's great.
It's a bed sheet. All right, well, that's 1 point for you, Monica. Yeah.
I was afraid she was going to, like, jump up and down or do something that ruined the basket, and we all fell through the bottom. But at least it was a day.
Awful.
That's why it was just a day. The other ones were a week.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, Zach, I asked Monica. She gets a new profession.
Okay.
What would she choose? Would she rather be a PE teacher for the angry elderly, be a drive-in instructor for the hard-to-see angry elderly? Okay,
so blind old people driving test.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or a choir director for elderly that can't sing.
Ooh.
Okay. PE teacher, driving instructor, or choir director.
Okay, so you have to deal with the angry elderly in the PE. You have to deal with the driving instructors for the blind, angry, and old. And the singing. Okay. Whew. I really hope for all of our sake it's not the driving. And that's a twofold for the student and the teacher.
Hold on.
But... you know, when I think about it, Monica could drive all her friends to bingo and teach them how to get to bingo.
Wow, bingo is fun.
See? Exactly.
Beatrice.
Right, so Agnes can get a ride to bingo and everything. Oh, the PE, the angry elderly are just, they're the worst. I mean, you go stand in line at the deli counter and you just have to live.
Yeah.
I can't believe this line. Shut up. Be quiet. This can't be that one.
Especially at the pharmacy.
Ooh. You know? I'm leaning toward the choir, and the reason is Monica thinks she can sing. So even if they can't sing, it's going to be her moment to shine of I'm so much better than all these old people. So even though they can't sing, I'm going to bring them joy through my voice, and it's just going to be a wonderful experience for them. It's the last note they're going to remember before they die. My beautiful note, C.
All right, so Monica, what are you going to do?
I went with PE teacher.
Ah!
That means you're wrong.
That was in my maybe pile.
They're already angry anyway. Most of the time you go to the gym, you're already frustrated. So you know what? Take it out.
I thought you might enjoy that too if they would complain and you'd be like, shut up and give me a push-up, old man. Like, I could see that being a thing.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the angry elderly playing dodgeball? Like, that would be fun.
Oh, that'd be good.
That would be
good.
Give
them fruit. Maybe a soft fruit to throw instead.
Oh, to throw. Okay, I thought maybe to eat.
Avocados.
As a reward.
Something soft.
Now, they're old people. They like canned fruit cocktail. You can just throw that stuff at each other. That one cherry that's in there. All right, no point for me. Round two.
All right, so Monica's leading after the first round. So, Monica, I asked Zach. Well, actually, I told Zach that humanity depends on Zach getting a gold medal in an Olympic sport. And all of these are real Olympic sports.
Okay.
What did Zach choose to be the sport for him to save humanity? Was it A, rope climbing, B, break dancing, or C, judo?
Ooh. It's not rope climbing.
Why?
No. Yeah, why?
No, I just don't see.
You think I'm too weak for rope climbing?
Is that what I heard? Too weak for it, but
I think that's what I heard.
That's one where, I mean, it's tough. I'm not saying you can do it.
Wow, but, it's tough, Zach.
But is this really tough?
Well, I'll tell you this before you go any further.
There's a certain technique.
You're right,
to
and
it,
I hate you for it because it is too hard. I can't do it.
It's hard. There's a certain technique, the way you wrap your, put your leg in it, the rope,
stupid
and all that
rope.
Stuff.
I hate that rope.
Yeah, you can also skin your leg. I've done it.
Yeah. Okay, no more rubbing it in. I said you. That was not the answer.
All right, I just want to rub it in. Just one more time. Okay. But anyway.
God. All right,
and the other one, what was it? It was...
Breakdancing or judo?
Ooh, judo. Judo, but no. I don't think it's that, because I think Zach feels like he could dance. He can dance. We have video of you dancing.
Wait a minute. I would like to point out that Monica said that Zach feels like he can dance.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say.
Now, you know, that coming from the wannabe singer over here, that's fine.
La, la, la.
A wannabe group over here.
Yeah, great.
Hendrix, where are you going? Judo or you think breakdancing?
She's asking her boy.
Breakdancing? Yeah, that's what I thought too. So I'm going breakdancing.
All right, Zach.
Correct.
That's right.
You're right. High
five. Man. Come on. I was good at the worm back in the day. I could totally do the worm.
When's the last time you done the worm? I want to see this.
Yesterday, you weren't there.
Okay, well, we'll do it next time in person.
I think I can still do the worms.
I'm not doubting you. I just want to see it.
I'm not sure about that.
We do have video of you going against an intern with your dance moves.
Oh, yeah, that was years
Larry
ago.
Larry Lavender, yep, wasn't it?
I did good in that one. I was always good back in the day when it came to the old school rap. I always wanted to do that for the tripod where you'd be upside down and have your thing on your elbow and your feet would be up in there. I could never do that. But I was good at just kind of like moving my hands and then, boom, freeze.
Nice. I like
Uh-oh.
It.
Freeze. Yeah. I have to learn how to windmill, though. I would have to go into windmill training, but I'm going to do that. Monica Brooks, congratulations. You do win.
Congratulations,
actually.
Monica. You know Zach very
you
well.
You know me. Blah, blah, blah. Good for you.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Rapper Cardi B, she is so excited about her new single, Up, that she says she's going to fly out 200 fans to party after the pandemic.
Okay. So that's good. I like that. So you're going to just find.
So she should say after.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah. She says after. Of course, I don't even know what that means anymore. Is it, some people would tell you that's today.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Is the
party at Cardi B's house.
Yes.
I'll be ready for that.
I don't want to go to that. I don't want to go to that.
After the pandemic and when it's actually safe to be around other people and safe to just go dance and listen to music. Mm-mm-mm.
Now, I mean, that part sounds fun. I won't dismiss that. But
you'd be a little hesitant,
Antoine. I feel like it has nothing to do with the health or whatever. But this party, Cardi B, 200 fans. I mean this in the nicest, most factual way that I feel like if I go, it's me and 199 Monicas. I just...
Oh, what? I mean, that's a possibility. Right. I'm just talking about it in general. I just want to...
I know. But I feel like everyone... they're all going to have your personality, really excited, really ready to just
really
go hard.
Excited.
Like, I'll die. I just...
Lots of energy.
I'll be so tired. Yeah. It'll make me tired just walking around. I will walk into that room and everyone will be like... All right, I'm out.
I'll just watch the party on Netflix.
Again. Right.
It'll be a documentary about it.
Put it on YouTube. I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Yeah. Number 2.
Okay, so how do you feel about Machine Gun Kelly and his Valentine's Day gift to his girlfriend, Megan Fox?
He is weird, man.
Because, he has a vial of her blood, and he has it in a necklace, you know, that he wears around, and that's his Valentine's Day, you know, I love you gift.
It seems like it fits the couple, though. Like, Megan Fox is a little different.
Yeah.
So it seems like it fits them.
She gave him the blood. I mean.
Exactly.
So is it kind of like, what was it, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't they do something like that?
He had like a vial of her blood, or they each did, or something like that. You know, side note on Billy Bob Thornton, who I met once when I worked in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He was filming a movie or something in Philly. And he came to the radio station. So, I mean, I physically met Billy Bob Thornton. Tiny man. Tiny.
I figured that.
Yeah. And
really small.
I mean, his waist, he's so thin. He had...
You can wear him as a bracelet.
Oh, my God. It was like a 26-inch waist. It was like a sixth grader. I don't know what the heck was going on. I'm like, where do you buy pants? Like, that's just, like, from the young men's section. Wild. Very tiny.
He is 5'10", though, according to the Googles.
He was thin.
Thin.
Right,
okay,
just thin.
Maybe
like
it's for a movie.
Tiny.
Always say that. Maybe for a movie.
So, Monica said, maybe he was short for a movie. He figured out a way.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You said he's 5'10", right?
Number 1.
Yeah. He was just odd. His pants were so skinny. That was just all I remember.
Okay, Demi Lovato. So there's going to be a documentary about her life and about the overdose back in 2018. Yeah. I had no idea she had three strokes and a heart attack. I was talking to Jared about that last night. I'm like, Demi Lovato went through it.
I know. This is her talking about it.
I had three strokes. I had a heart attack. My doctors said that I had 5 to 10 more minutes.
When you're dancing with the devil.
Yeah, I saw somewhere like she still can't drive. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, she can't drive because she has sort of dead spots in her vision. Like she can't see. It took her months to be able to read a book. Because
I have a question.
No idea.
Yes, Antoine. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want this to come off as malicious or mean or anything like that.
Okay, I like it when it's coming from you though, not me.
Exactly.
So
different. Demi Lovato, while everything she's going through, it's terrible, and heart goes out to her. Is she interesting enough for a documentary to be made? Because we were just talking about framing Britney Spears. Like, she was interesting. Demi, is she interesting?
Well, I think so. Because it's going to be a four-part docuseries. It's going to happen on March the 23rd.
Let me play you this clip of Demi talking, and then you tell me if you're interested in what this means. Okay, here's this.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
FYI, I'm just going to say it all, and then if we like don't want to use any of it, we can take it out.
She should be dead. Are we talking about heroin? Are we doing that?
Is that more
okay? Now that clip was interesting.
Okay, there you go.
That clip was interesting.
What else? What about going on?
Wasn't she on a flight where she'd smack someone and she did some stuff?
She like punched a backup dancer in the face. That was a long.
Yeah,
time.
She did do that.
God, Monica, that was like years ago.
That was years ago.
That was when she was all up in the cocaine, and she got in some argument about with a backup dancer. I think about a guy. And accused her of sleeping with her man and punched her in the face on an airplane. That was time one Demi went to rehab
of all
that stuff. I mean, this is someone who's had multiple rehabs and almost OD'd and had three strokes and
a heart
attack.
She's probably, 29? How old is she?
That's a good question. Those are the ones where you feel like they should be 50 at this point.
She's probably like
24.
30.
And you think, what? How is that even possible?
She's 28.
28!
28!
What?
28.
That's it?
That's it. She's a baby.
God, man. Meanwhile,
I know, it feels like she should be a lot older.
I know, because Britney's like 40 now. Oh, isn't she? Or did she just turn 30?
She should be
Britney, I think, 40, just turned 40. She got to be 40, right?
39.
Say, okay, good. Because she's been doing music since 1847. So it makes total sense.
A92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
She had a little baby. Oh, that's so cute.
Aww.
But she said, sweet. I don't know where this baby came from because I was not pregnant. I don't know what you people are talking about. I was just sitting home and all of a sudden a stiff breeze came through the house and got me pregnant.
Oh, a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
That's a first.
Mother Nature got her pregnant?
Yeah, or Father Time. I don't know. But this woman in Indonesia claimed she was not pregnant and she was just sitting in her house and all of a sudden a large gust of wind, she says, hit her right and then the baby came out. That was it. She doesn't know where it came from because she's not with a man.
Huh. Well, that's impressive. I'd watch a documentary about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a strong
unless
the
guy. Unless she's throwing a dig at her man and he's like, come on.
Wow.
How rude. So there is a man. Just be like, was that you or was that just the wind? I don't even know what it is. Wow.
That's a burn.
Yeah, that is a burn right there. All right, Monica, what'd you say? What do you got going on?
Oh, in Northern California, there was reports of limbs in a body of water. So they said that they were like legs and arms. People needed. They called the police because there's these body parts everywhere.
Oh, body parts. And okay, limbs. You
body
think?
Body parts.
Oh no. Okay,
oh, tree
fine.
Limbs.
It's a
no,
tree
no, I know.
No.
With icy weather, you do think about that too. Yeah, but no, they're talking about legs and arms in the water. Somebody called the cops. It turned out just mannequin parts. Oh. But they have no idea where the parts came from. So. Yeah.
The man. They came from a department store. It came from a Belk that
but
closed
why?
Down.
But is there somebody dumping mannequins? Is it, Monica, is it your son? Because your son is afraid of mannequins, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, a hatred.
He has a fear, for sure.
Yeah.
I told you, we can't walk into the mall. He can't walk into a store because of the mannequins. He can't look at them. He can't see them. Oh. Even driving by a store where you see the mannequins at the window, no.
It freaks him out that badly, the mannequins.
That bad.
What about, have you thought about making him watch the 1980s goofy comedy Mannequin? where the mannequins come to life.
You know
with
what?
With the necklace.
That would be so wrong.
With the necklace.
Oh, listen to that tone, by the way. Antoine, did you hear that where she says, that would be so wrong? When her tone says,
so wrong, but
when I do it.
Maybe it would help him get past the fear.
I don't think so. I think actually it would make it worse.
Think so?
That he'd be waiting for all of them to come to life at some point. It's about the worst possible movie you could have him watch. Human Centipede would be less disturbing to him because it had nothing to do with mannequins. At least that was still just people. But if the mannequins are coming to life, oh my God. Oh, that movie's so bad. So bad. So feel free to enjoy.
But so entertaining.
I know. That's a bad meaning good. That's, you know.
Yeah, so entertaining. I love this.
Stupid. Stupid with two O's. That's what it is.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.